This is Advisor Spotlight, a production of Retirement News Online. I'm Scott Drake. My guest today is Mark Medeiros, who practices in Warwick, Rhode Island. And Mark talks to us about his experience with annuity products.
They've gotten, I think, more complex, which is advantageous to clients if explained properly, because they're, you know, there's an option to kind of fit everybody now. On the index annuity side, which is mostly what we do, everybody was just S&P point-to-point or an S&P monthly average or S&P with a cap or participation rate. Now we have these smart beta, actively managed indexes that I think are a good thing, and that's all we really use, is because it takes a lot of the volatility out of what you would get with the S&P, more consistent returns, and they're able to manage what's contained in there, so that as something starts to become not such a good deal, like bonds, for instance, right now, they can remove that while the client is still in the annuity, and they're not just tracking sort of where the S&P goes up and down month to month. So I think that's probably one of the biggest and most significant changes. You're not comparing apples to apples anymore when you compare these annuities, because you have the different indexes, and you have to really be smart about choosing it. It's not such an easy decision.
With regards to fixed indexed annuities, Mark says that these products continue to evolve, and he looks for particular characteristics in the index.
Yeah. Well, we're looking for something that's actively managed. You know, they're rebalancing monthly, and some of them quarterly and others, and we want to just see that they're doing what we would expect an advisor to do based on the current market environment. So, you know, with interest rates at historic lows and the Federal Reserve announcing that they are going to raise rates again, you probably wouldn't have an index that's heavy in bonds, for instance. So you know, we like to fact check the indexes or scrutinize them, make sure that they're managing them well. And also, you know, we almost don't have to do that because we're using indexes, you know, that are managed by J.P. Morgan and Merrill Lynch. But it's good to keep an eye on it. So we look for active management and something that's rebalancing as time goes on or reweighting the sectors they're in.
Advisor Spotlight is a production of Retirement News Online. You can learn more at retirementnewsonline.com.